You're listening to the Youth Crit Podcast on KHZ Network. Find us on Facebook at DecibelUNG Radio and find us on Twitter at DecibelUNG. If you like this episode, please leave a like and comment on our iTunes page at KHZ Network. And now for the podcast.
You know, then there's just this darn thing in front of you, you know, and then you're in for it. You know, you say, okay, yeah, I'll give it my best shot.
My mom, she got this thing with her brain. When I was a kid, I always thought she was, like, real tall, you know? And now she's so tiny. Kind of freaks me out.
So you're moving up there.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Youth Critic Reacts. Just in case you haven't seen the Blind Spotting review, we are covering this week and basically next week as well. We're going to be covering the films that premiered or the films that I got to see at the Atlanta Film Festival this year. And yeah, it's a really good lineup of movies, and we will get back to regular scheduled programming in the not-so-distant future. I have not forgotten about movies like Quiet Place, Blockers, and Rampage. We will get to them. I'm very much looking forward to them, and yeah, that's it. So for this episode, we are going to be looking at the movies I saw on Saturday the 14th of April. We're going to look at the three movies I saw, which were Never Steady, Never Still, Maynard, and then U42. And we'll get into what U42 is in a little bit. But for now, let's look at Never Steady, Never Still. So Never Steady, Never Still is about a mother who is, has been crippled by Parkinson's disease. And in cold forest Alberta, and she has to, you know, figure out how to get around, you know, to do her group therapy sessions, to get her medicine and groceries. And in the midst of this, she has a son who is coming of age and is trying to find his own sexual identity and emotional identity in the midst of this. And it's not really a spoiler because they put it in the Atlanta Film Festival, or they put it in the synopsis of the movie, for Atlanta Film Festival, but her husband dies halfway through the movie, and that causes basically a ripple between both of them because, the character Judy, played brilliantly by Shirley Henderson. She wants her son to, you know, be his own person and, you know, have his own life, you know, wherever that be. But her son feels committed after his dad has died to take the reins and help his mom around the house. So he's trapped, you know, so he's torn between, you know, living his own life in the brutal Alberta oil fields or, you know, helping his mother. And basically that is the conflict of the movie. And honestly, I think Kathleen Hepburn, the writer and director, does a brilliant job of conveying this conflict and, you know, showcasing the, you know, the struggle of having these issues and being, you know, and for, you know, for the character Jamie, having those, you know, thoughts and having, you know, that kind of pressure, you know, on such a young person. And also having to look at his mother, this person of, you know, power and figure as this weak, you know, aging older woman, as you know, someone who is, you know, in need of his help all the time. Like, he's so it's it is kind of miserable and dowering to look at. However, it's not misery porn, and I think there is, you know, a great character study in both of these two characters, in Jamie and Judy, and honestly, I think this is still, after the whole weekend, this is still my second favorite movie from the film festival so far, right behind Blindspotting. I thought it was just incredible to watch. Shirley Henderson gives an Oscar-worthy performance. I mean, her commitment to the role is incredible. It's an endearing performance, and I, you know, admire Kathleen Hepburn just, you know, allowing us, the viewer, to, you know, get immersed into that performance. So I highly, highly recommend Never Steady and Never Still. So the next film on the docket is Maynard.
I believe that politics is the last viable means of nonviolent social change for black people in this country.
So for Maynard, which is the documentary about the former Atlanta mayor, Maynard Jackson Jr., who ran the mayor office from, I can't remember the exact dates, but it was from this, but he ran it through the 70s and then did a third term in the 90s. And the documentary covers basically his whole life, and also the events that happened around, you know, his terms during while he was mayor. And for me, I want to see, you know, 90 minutes to 2 hour long documentaries about the events surrounding Maynard Jackson Jr., because while I think Maynard Jackson Jr. did a lot of interesting things, and he did a lot of controversial things to help build Atlanta to what it is today, I feel like the movie itself doesn't quite make the subject as interesting as the events surrounding him. And because the events surrounding that happened during his, Jackson's terms, to me, were way more compelling and way more, and what I wanted to know more about them and how that all happened and how it all went down versus the subject himself, learning more about the subject himself. So while in the midst of this, I think it's a loving tribute to a really, you know, interesting character and a loving dad and a loving family, you know, member, and to an interesting character, it does just kind of feel like this is just a love letter to Jackson and to the things he did to build Atlanta, you know, for better or worse is debate. But honestly, I was more compelled by the election on his first term, the Atlanta child murders that happened from 1979 to 1981, and then how he was very helpful in getting the Olympics to Atlanta, Georgia. Those are the things that I found more interesting than everything else in the movie, than the subject itself. So, yes, it's a loving tribute, and I give the Jacksons, who were very instrumental in making the movie, and they did director Sam Paulin did a great job, you know, directing the movie, or directing the documentary, and keeping everything afloat and steady and moving. But I would love to see Sam Paulin take on more of, you know, some of the things that were in the movie more, and maybe even do a trilogy of, you know, some of the events that happened around, you know, Maynard Jackson as he was, you know, the mayor. So with that, I'm going to give Maynard it's a good pass. But it's not like a great pass, But it's still a good documentary, and I can't wait to see more of what Sam Pollan does as a director. Now moving on to U-42. So U-42, or better yet, U-42 presents Dead by Midnight, 11 p.m. Central, is the horror anthology series of films that are more, that play more like horror satires that get more and more intense with each passing film. And in terms of this anthology series, it's kind of goofy and it's kind of funny. And at times there's some really good production value. But other than that, I thought it was kind of, I know I'm still a college student, but I thought it was basically a bunch of college students got together to make their student films and make an anthology horror series that was well made. And honestly, if that was the case, then good on them. But I thought a lot of it was amateurish and kind of just, you know, not really that well done. It's fine if it was under the guise of these were student movies, but even then, I've seen student films that were at the Atlanta Film Festival that just looked way better and like a whole lot more interesting than this movie. So I won't get into like what each one of them were about, but it was an interesting event. I wish I would have seen or done something else, but the night, but as Maynard was ending and I was going to see the Orchard's American Animals, the problem was I just could not get to the theater where it was showing American Animals in time to go right after Maynard. So I was going to see American Animals. I just didn't get to, I didn't think I was going to get to the theater in time because of traffic, and the theater was way down the road from the theater. So very unfortunately, but still, you know, I thought this was a nice little fun thing, and yeah, that's it. And that's it for my, you know, for day two of the Atlanta Film Festival. Day one was Blindspotting, and it was incredible. And it's been so far a good ride. U-42 was just kind of a little bit of speed bump because tomorrow, or I guess day three, was really filled with good stuff. Really filled with really good stuff. And that's all coming back tomorrow. So with that said, please check in about 30 minutes or so, and we'll be back with you soon for day three, where we look at one short that I really liked, and then a couple other smaller movies, and then we look at, with that said, you can find me on Twitter at MovieKale, and you can also follow this podcast at The Youth Critic, and then please follow the channel that distributes this podcast at KHZ Network. Also, the more you comment and subscribe to our podcast, it just means much more that I can get into more fun stuff like this and can get to review more films in the future. So thank you, everyone, and we'll be back with you just in a little bit with some more ATLFF content.